Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ira Victor of Data Clone Labs. We're talking technology on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome Ira Victor. He's the director of Data Clone Labs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
All right, let's start out. You know, technology is your area of expertise. The IRS breach, that was pretty stunning.
It was, in one level, it was stunning because people expect their data to be protected by the IRS. Here's the reality. Year after year, the IRS's own, the government's own internal auditors, and in the world of auditing, your internal auditors tend to be easier on you than your external auditors. But the IRS's own government internal auditors fail the IRS on data security year after year. And so actually, as a digital forensics professional, I wasn't surprised about this breach. What is most interesting about it is that the IRS opened up a portal to allow anybody in the world to get your previous year tax returns.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
Was this an unintentional back door?
No, this was a front door. And at the front door, they ask you questions like, what's your name? Sam Shad. What's your Social Security number? You give your Social Security number. What year was your house built? Well, that's available on Zillow. Where did you work 5 years ago? That might be available on LinkedIn. They call this multi-step authentication. It does not meet the security standard. And much of the information that they're asking is available on public databases, or if the cyber criminals have stolen your information from Anthem or Target or Home Depot or one of the thousands of breaches that go on, they can compile dossiers on people, the cyber criminals, and then impersonate taxpayers at the IRS's front door, and the IRS will turn the taxes from previous years over to cyber criminals. They did that in over 100,000 cases. 100,000 tax returns went to the cyber criminals.
Okay. Now, when you try to deal with the IRS, it's not necessarily the easiest thing if you're trying to do it by phone.
Yes.
What is the ability of the IRS when they've had money taken away from them for running the IRS over the last several years for them to be able to fix this?
So, this is an easy fix. shut down the service, which they did temporarily.
Right. Well, what I meant was not that part of it, but I mean for the person who's had their information hacked, you've got their security, social security number, you've got all their information. Yeah. How do you fix that?
The genie's out of the bottle. For those people, the genie's out of the bottle. Identity theft insurance is only helped them to a minimal amount. They are the victims of this attack are some of the worst victims of identity theft that I can think of. So they have their tax returns.
So would they have to have brand new social security numbers?
Yes, I mean, potentially. But the cyber
but that would open up another whole world of damage, because now if you have all these new social security numbers, that would open up for another data security breach.
This is a train wreck, Sam. This breach is a train wreck. And I wonder, and by the way, I do not think it's just at the IRS. This problem of the government agencies collecting all this information and then making it available on the network or having flaws that they're available via the internet is a huge problem. It impacts healthcare. Huge amounts of information about people's personal healthcare data is now part of the healthcare exchanges that are vulnerable to attack. Education, right here in Nevada, as part of Common Core, and I want to talk about the politics of all the testing and all of that, but the data collected about the students, hundreds of data points about the students are being amassed on databases, and we don't really know how secure those
systems
are.
All right, let me ask you about that, because I've moderated a couple of debates on this. Are you concerned, then, from the data point of view, that you could personally identify kids through the data being collected for Common Core?
So I have not done the actual assessment of that data. What I can tell you is other researchers have done assessments on databases that are supposed to be de-identified. And the researchers have been able to find that by putting together enough points on the database, plus maybe add some other information that you can find out on the public internet, you can determine who those people are and profile them and have a treasure trove of information to do a variety of crimes against them.
For example?
So you profile someone who has an education in broadcasting, and they went through high school, then they went a college degree in broadcasting, and you use that information to break into accounts that they have, steal their money out of their bank accounts, blackmail them, extort from them, all sorts of attacks. There's an entire underground world that lives you can't access this via Google or Yahoo, but via a part of the internet called the dark web.
We talked about this a little bit last time we were here.
We have. And the dark web is this vast bazaar of cyber criminals that are buying and selling information, drugs. You can actually even buy a hit against someone. You can pay someone through the dark web to kill someone else. So identity, people's tax returns and identity theft is literally the low-level stuff versus all the criminal activity that's going on the dark web. And a big element of the dark web is the trade in all this information that's being stolen out of all these different computer systems.
Wow. All right, let's take a break. I got to get my breath back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor, the director of Data Clone Labs Digital Forensic Analysis. All right, so there's a story that you're telling me about here that is huge, and it really hasn't gotten out there, and it's to do with business risk and buying insurance for that business risk. Lay out the problem, and is there a solution?
Yeah, so it's we're talking about cyber risk. So with all of the breaches that are hitting businesses of all sizes, a lot of non-technical managers are calling up their risk managers or their insurance companies directly and saying, hey, we're, our business insurance covers us for cyber attack, right? And the broker says, no, we do not cover you for cyber attacks. And the businesses say, great, I need a quote, I need to be covered for cyber attacks, breach insurance. The only real substantial products that insurance brokers have today to offer businesses are insurance for the damages the businesses suffer from third parties. So Target, for example, the damages of their customers that have to get new credit cards, that is covered by some of their cyber risk insurance. But the damages that Target suffered, or Sony, for example, Sony had to delay motion pictures. They had trouble getting payroll out. There really is no effective insurance on the market right now for those risks. The insurance companies don't know how to tell, is Lowe's more secure or less secure than Home Depot? Is Walmart more secure or less secure than Target? And they don't know how to figure how high up is. How much damages will these companies suffer, and how do we measure those damages so that we can pay out a risk?
Okay, so no
pay out a payment.
No Lloyd's of London?
Lloyd's of London only, and there are companies like AIG and Lloyd's that will give you very, very small amounts of coverage. A good analogy is, you go out and buy a brand new Ford pickup truck, let's say it's $50,000. You call up your insurance company and they say, we'll give you a policy for $5,000. You say, well, wait a minute, my truck cost me $50,000, plus I could have injuries. Well, the most we'll sell you is $5,000. I was recently with a group of insurance executives, and one guy said, who sells insurance, says, yeah, the most I can really provide for a business is $2 million. Like $2 million of coverage, a small company can suffer $20 million worth of damage to their own business from this. That's not enough. He said, there's just not many options right now.
All right, but isn't this a place where government has a role? You know, when you look at the National Flood Insurance Program, that is a government-run program. You know, are they not the insurer of last resort here, or is it too big even for the government?
I think those in the government would even say, I believe it's a very good question, Sam, and I talk to a lot
That's
of
what
insurance,
I do.
I've talked to a lot of insurance executives. No one has said we need the government to come in and do this. I don't even think the federal government would do it. The federal government's got their hands full trying to mitigate the risks of their own systems. I can't imagine setting up a government system that would have enough money in it to cover for these risks. These risks are, then damages are quite large. The insurance brokers are so busy, just to give you an idea, the third party cyber insurance, that's for like credit card damage, it went up 20% from 2013 to 2014, doubled again in 2014, and according to my sources, the insurance brokers' phones are ringing off the hook just for the basic third party insurance, not this more expensive first party that no one really has to sell.
In yesterday's broadcast, we were talking with Dee Mosier of the Business School, and we were talking about the $90 billion that Apple has that is sitting on the sidelines. Maybe this is a business they want to get into, cyber risk management.
That's an interesting idea. I haven't heard Apple being interested in it.
No,
but I'm sure they could innovate in it, and it would be interesting if they got in the space.
But it also, and I say this amusingly, you know, it's the old joke about, I'm sorry I heard about your fire your business the other day, and the guy goes, no, next week. You know, if you were to get insurance on this kind of level, there would be all kinds of nefarious actions for people trying to collect fraudulently on that insurance.
So this is part of the problem the industry faces. One solution that the industry is talking about is to have the businesses conform to a well-known standard of information security with a third-party audit. It's called ISO 27001, and that would help mitigate that kind of fraud. So basically, you wouldn't get the insurance unless a third party, another outside auditor, validated your internal security. Think like Underwriters Laboratory. You can go to the store and say, I don't want a toaster that doesn't have a UL label. UL is another outside party validating that the toaster is safe. And a lot of people in the insurance field think that it's going to take that kind of system widely used to then allow the insurance companies to underwrite the risk of cyber insurance.
One of the sponsors of this program is Pro Group Management, the workers' comp company. And one of the things they do is exactly that. If a business wants to sign up with them, they have to go through all kinds of stages. You know, they have to have background checks on employees. They have to inspectors come through their buildings, make sure there aren't wires hanging across the floor. They do everything they possibly can to mitigate the possibility that one of their clients is going to end up having a claim. And that way the insurance rates can be lower.
That's right. And so there are people in the insurance industry who are saying that's what we need to do. That's not in place yet. I'm actually recommending to businesses that they start that process on their own because the industry is moving towards that. And then when the industry does actually come up with products, then those businesses will be ready to sign up and say, we're already doing all those outside checks and balances, and we should be your first customers. And so that is exactly what we are recommending to our customers.
Okay, but now it brings up the question of cyber terrorism, which is it's not just groups of criminals, it's nations who are organizing attacks across the USA, around the world.
Yeah, so this is the good news. there's good news about this.
Always nice to hear some good news.
If
you're going to die, but it'll be a while.
Yeah, but no. The good news is that because the internet doesn't know any boundaries, you don't know when someone is intruding on your network, whether it's a nation state actor, whether it's a privateer, that is, you know, an illegal privateer, a cyber criminal, or some pimply-nosed kid from Sao Paulo who's trying to probe your network. So by putting in good security measures, you're protecting yourself from all of those kinds of actors.
It was interesting. After your last appearance, when we were talking about online banking, and you were, you know, horrified at the idea, I had the guy from Google Plus, who used to be with the New York Times, testing all their technology, and he had no problems at all, and he was happy as a clam doing all of his banking online.
Well, you know, some people have a bigger appetite for risk than others. It could be, and I don't know who the guest is, but you can actually set up a hardened computer system to make it more difficult for the cyber criminals to get access to your bank account through your computer. But my general recommendation remains that most people don't want to go through those hoops, and therefore it's not safe for them to do online banking.
And that's why I joined the club of not being on online banking. We'll be back with Ira Victor right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At Grocery Outlet, they sell the brands you love.
The brands you love. The brands you know and love. See the name brand, natural foods and organics.
At prices up to 60% less than you'd spend at those big name grocery stores.
Hey! Right now at Grocery Outlet, 2 pounds of Welch's red or green seedless grapes are only $2.99.
Things that I know
and love.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. This Sunday, executive director of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project, Monica Dupay, talks about the growing population of homeless young adults in Reno. Misha Mack also joins the program to talk about how she's turned her life around to become a Nevada foster care all-star. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor of Data Clone Labs. And you can check him out on the cyberjungle.com, the podcast. Great place to understand lots more about this than we can talk about here.
Thank you, Sam.
Let's talk about the 500 million Android phones out there that people think they've been able to erase and use for other purposes, donate, but that is not the reality.
Yeah, this is actually pretty scary. This is one that I am really scared about. You've got half a billion Android phones that are out there in circulation. There's a flaw in how the Android phone resets it. When you want to sell it on eBay, there are people I know that donate these phones to shelters for battered women so they can use it. I actually know a program that has a phone donation for involving people in the military. This is great. But you might have very personal information. You might still be at some time have done online banking on your phone.
What?
And you don't want someone else to get that information. Unfortunately, there's a flaw that's been discovered and confirmed by a number of researchers that even when you do a full wipe on the Android phone, even when you supposedly encrypt it and wipe it, that the data can still be recovered from the phone. Now, this is bad news for everyday consumers. As a digital forensics professional, it's interesting. I have worked cases where we're doing a civil or criminal work where it's like, wow, well, the phone was wiped. We don't have the data. Well, now if it's one of the 500 million Android phones, we can say, let's see if we can recover the data from that phone and use in a court case. But for most people, this is a severe risk. Right now, I do not have a good solution. There are ways to, try to wipe the phone that some people have talked about, but I don't know a hard solution now, except, you know what? Keep the phone. Use it as a music player. You can, put Pandora on it or iHeartRadio on it and listen to music on it. But it is something to consider when you're looking to buy a new phone. If this is something that worries you, you may want to look at a BlackBerry or an iPhone or a Windows phone because it does not seem to suffer from this wiping problem that's on Android.
But at the same time, the phone companies still have all that information of whatever you were doing.
It depends. They don't have your bank account information. If you were doing online banking, they do not have your bank account information. But they some of the data they will have. Now, one sort of sidebar on Android to warn everyone, this is something that's just coming, we're just starting to get reports of this. The ransomware that is so popular on people's computers. I'm dealing with this just about every week. Someone's telling me.
And when
me,
you say popular, you don't really mean popular.
In a bad way. Very common attack where right. Basically the cyber criminals encrypt your computer and the computer is attached to your computer on your network and say, your data is encrypted. You can't get to it unless you pay us a ransom to release the data. And you have 48 hours or 72 hours to pay us. This is running rampant through home and business users around the globe. Now we're seeing that ransomware on Android phones. So it encrypts everything on your phone. I don't know whether we can break that to actually get it using this Android flaw, but for most people that's not an option. And without paying the bounty, you cannot get to your own data on your own phone.
So when you talk to a client who has this problem, you tell them pay the ransom?
It depends on the data that was stolen. In some cases, reluctantly, I say the best solution is to pay the ransom. In some circumstances, you can get the data back. The best thing is, now that anyone hearing this knows this, there are steps you can take to protect your computers and your network from this ransomware so that it will not erase all your data. And similarly, there are some steps you can take on your Android phone to keep this malicious attack from encrypting all your data. Both of those, in both cases, you need to plan in advance. If you wait until you're hit by the attack, it's too late.
Holy moly. Okay, the Patriot Act renewal. What were your thoughts on Rand Paul's 11-hour conversation?
So I thought it was very interesting. He made some eloquent points. And this is a really tough subject. This is sort of one of those wedge issues that people feel very, very strongly about, pro and con. My experience tells me, and I work with criminal and civil cases, that if you can go to a judge and say, hey, I need this information. There's legitimate reasons why I need access to it. The judge is going to grant you access to the data. And I think a lot of the comments that are being made, that hair's on fire, if we don't have the Patriot Act, then the government can't get to the information about the terrorists. No. You go to a judge and you say, here's the reason why I need the data, And the judge is going to give you access to that data.
And the FISA court has turned down so few requests over the years.
Correct. If there's the so-called ticking time bomb attack, you show the great thing about all this computer data is there's lots of ancillary data around it. So be a good investigator, be a good computer scientist, find the ancillary data, go to a judge and say, I need this one critical piece of information. Here's all the data around it. And the judges are going to be very reasonable about this, in my experience.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Ira Victa, always a pleasure to have you on the program, even though I'm going to hide under the table now. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This is the ticket that gets you into the game, that gets you into an unforgettable world of food and fun and family and friends. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
I really needed the cash now, and I was getting regular payments from an insurance company, so I called Peachtree.
And I helped Matt get a lump sum of cash.
Thanks, Jenny.
We're Peachtree people. It's what we do.
Turn your structured settlement or annuity payments into the cash you need now. Call Peachtree.
I didn't want to max out my credit cards or take out a loan, so I called Peachtree.
I told Monique it was her money. I just helped her get it sooner.
And now I'm debt-free, thanks to Jim.
We're Peachtree people. It's what we do.
If you're getting regular payments, don't go into debt. Call Peachtree now to get your money.
I needed money to start a business, but I didn't want to sell all my payments. I knew Peachtree could help.
I got Tom a lump sum of cash, and he still had payments coming in.
Thanks, Kelly.
We're Peachtree people. It's what we do.
If you need money, call Peachtree and turn your settlement into cash.
We're Peachtree people. It's what we do.
Call now for a free quote. Call 1-866-596-8797.
This is the game that thrills the crowd, that creates the energy, that fuels the fun that you and your team will never forget. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
On our next broadcast, the chief editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Glenn Cook, will join us. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.